This is an Aero News Touch and Go for November 14, 2008. I'm Paul Plack. The situation unraveled quickly at Eclipse Aviation yesterday. Just hours after employees were told their paychecks for the last 2 weeks wouldn't clear the bank, they were told to go home and await further instructions. Workers were reportedly given a toll-free number to call for updates on the status of their November 15th paychecks. ANN has spoken with a number of sources close to the company's situation. The consensus is that Eclipse is attempting a Hail Mary effort to get funding to keep the company running, and that the outcome of the effort may be known by the end of the weekend. For the moment, the company is declining comment. Aero News has also learned that Dayjet, which was the largest single customer for the Eclipse 500 Very Light Jet, is expected to file for bankruptcy under Chapter 7, possibly as early as today. That company halted operations on September 19th. Check for updates today and over the weekend in text form at aero-news.net. The General Aviation Manufacturers Association yesterday reported that worldwide deliveries of general aviation airplanes for the first 9 months of 2008 totaled 2,977. That's up from 2,918 for the same period last year. Total dollar sales volume was also up from $15.1 billion last year to $18.2 billion this year. Piston sales were down, turboprop sales were up, and business jets were up a whopping 30% from last year. Gamma President and CEO Pete Bunz cautioned that despite the good showing, tough times lie ahead as the economies of the U.S. and the world stumble. ANN's Jim Campbell discusses the report in detail with Pete Bunz in today's Aero News special feature. Tough times have already arrived at Cessna. The Wichita Eagle reports about 500 workers in Wichita will get their 60-day layoff notices in the next few weeks. Another 165 workers in Bend, Oregon, representing about a third of the workers there who build the planes formerly known as the Columbia 350 and 400, are also slated for furloughs. The plane maker also added two more unpaid days off to its upcoming holiday shutdown. Wichita's KSN Television reports Cessna has already offered all employees the option of voluntary furloughs with severance packages. In its email, the company said, quote, "We have now finalized the production schedule for 2009 and supporting annual operating plans. These actions are regrettable but necessary to ensure our long-term stability and success," unquote. The U.S. ambassador to Mexico says an investigation involving the U.S. National Transportation Safety Board has found no evidence of foul play in the November 4th crash of a Learjet 45 on approach to land at Mexico City International Airport. The plane was carrying two controversial government figures, and speculation linking the crash to a drug cartel was rampant. Ambassador Tony Garza told the Associated Press, quote, "The preliminary evidence indicates the crash was a tragic accident," unquote. Current Interior Minister Juan Camilo Moreno and former Assistant Attorney General José Luis Santiago Vasconcelos died in the crash along with six others on board. Five more people on the ground were killed and at least 40 more injured when the aircraft came down in a business and residential neighborhood. The crew gave no indication of any trouble before the crash. Mexican investigators have theorized wake turbulence from another aircraft may have caused the crash. They had already ruled out a bomb as the cause last week. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you more about these stories. Does your federal air marshal have a felony record? The airlines say expect full flights in busy airports for Thanksgiving. And a storied FBO celebrates its 70th anniversary. Also check out the ANN special feature. Today, ANN's Jim Campbell talks with Gamma President Pete Bunz about how general aviation did in this year's third quarter. And if you haven't done it yet, subscribe to our AeroCasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at our website, aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.